This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
President Nicolas Sarkozy ordered his finance and budget ministers on Wednesday to find new ways to prune France's budget deficit as markets fretted over the country's banks and strained public finances. Sarkozy interrupted his holidays at his wife Carla Bruni's house on the Mediterranean to host an emergency meeting at the presidential palace in Paris, John Lawrenson reports.
The second week of August is the height of the holiday season in France, a time when, if any group of the population is not on holiday, it's the subject of a concerned-sounding reportage on the evening news, a time then of insouciance, as the French put it, when cares have been left on your desk back at the office. But not this year, or not nearly so much, because even while lying on the beach, the French are worrying about their economic future. The future of their currency, the collapse of share values, the prospect of another job-destroying recession. Gérard Coulon, for example, a young grandfather and branch manager of a major French bank, whose share price has lost a quarter of its value in a week. I'm concerned, not for myself personally, but for my children and my grandchildren, he told France 2 television as he sat on a beach in his swimming trunks. The situation is quite serious. Some people have lost a lot of money. I'm one of them a little bit.
J'en fais partie un petit peu.
And if ordinary French holidaymakers are worried, it does not do for France's leaders to be seen relaxing. The French public were settling in for a summer of photos of the presidential couple canoodling on the Côte d'Azur, checking who is showing the biggest beach tummy, Mr. Sarkozy or his pregnant wife. But on Wednesday, the president put a temporary stop to all that, calling a snap meeting in Paris with the prime minister, the head of the Bank of France, all the finance and economy-related ministers, even the foreign minister. At the end of the two-hour gathering, budget minister François Baroin had this to say. The President of the Republic reiterated France's absolute determination to reach its goals as regards public debt, whatever the evolution of the international situation, whatever the impact of the uncertainty or the feverishness of the market, the minister said, we will meet our objectives. And following Italy, France, or at least France's ruling UMP party, now wants to write into the constitution its commitment to balancing the budget and bringing down the national debt. The idea is to stop a government squandering the efforts made by a previous government in the pursuit of a short-term and artificial boom. This, the Italians and the French are calling the golden rule. The UMP's vice president is Jean-Pierre Raffarin.
La règle du retour à l'équilibre budgétaire est incontournable.
The rule of the return to a balanced budget is unavoidable, Raffarin said. It should be enshrined in the Constitution. I'm in favour of voting for the golden rule, by Parliament or by referendum if necessary. It must be clear that budget deficits are over once and for all.
Durablement fini.
Budget deficits over once and for all? If this is true, the France the French people will find when they get back from their holidays will have changed very much indeed. John Lawrenson, Deutsche Welle Radio, Paris.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.